had my eye on you a long time, Doctor. I consider you one of my most valuable long-term investments. And when it comes to my investments, I always do my homework.
All aboard!
And we're back. It's Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako, along with KC Smith, Troy Harmon. We're here answering questions about your money. Crazy train's about to start. Not, what is it, 15 days? 15 days.
You know I think that's
I heard Sean Hannity. God loves Sean. You know what I'm saying? I know some people hate him. Some people love him. It's like a 50-50 thing. But he did offer his plane up to fly anybody who wanted to get the H out of the United States.
Wherever
you know what
are.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get him a nice meal.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Some Dom Perignon. But it's a one-way ticket, baby. Yeah. I already said I was laughing. It was hilarious. Anyway, so I'm waiting to see Rosie leave.
Yeah.
You know, but
take him up on
it's
that.
Not going to happen.
No.
You know why it's not going to happen? Because where are you going to go?
Right.
Yeah.
Still the best country in the world.
Thank you.
Yep.
You know when we'll know this country's not the best country in the world? One thing will show it. Immigration. When people start leaving
absolutely
and not
right.
coming.
Yep.
So,
yep. Good point.
Now,
yeah.
I am waiting for the wall that's going to have like Trump Hotel at the top. You'd be able to
you can look out over Mexico.
Yeah. Listen, there's a business thing there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to go stay there, but.
Yeah. No.
I mean, some of it's comical, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where he ever came up with that. To be
I don't know either,
you.
But hey, listen, whatever we have to do.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I mean, if we're going to talk about that for just a second. If there's a law on the books that says there is a process and you're going to ignore those specific laws,
I'm with you.
I mean, what are we doing?
I'm with you. But I also think we should – there are good people in
no,
the world
absolutely.
That you would like to have in this country.
Most of
and
the
we
people,
should make it so that, you yeah. know, after whatever the rules are going to be, they can be a citizen.
Absolutely. You know? A huge portion of our citizenship today, our citizenry – started as immigrants.
Yeah, last time I checked, none of them are Native American.
That's right.
Well, I
there's,
shouldn't say none of them, but
there's very
I'm
few.
Not. You're not.
That's right. Very
so,
few.
That's
we
right.
all we all had an origin elsewhere.
That's right. Where do you want to go, Casey?
Well, we do have a case study this week, but it's really more of a
I love
question
that
about,
case study. Now people are like, let's change stations.
Yeah. Well, forget I said that.
we'll just call it the situation.
The situation. That's good. Situation room. So we've got a individual here who's asking about if there's an earnings threshold where he should seek out a fee-only financial advisor, and what is a reasonable fee and fee structure. So, you know, there's a lot that goes along with that question. I mean, as far as the earnings threshold, income is not necessarily doesn't necessarily dictate you needing a financial advisor. If you're spending it all, then there you go. I mean,
right.
what are you doing with it?
Well, though you might want to pay the advisor to help you with a budget.
With a yeah. budget, right.
But that'd be a one-time expenditure, a couple hundred bucks, I'm guessing.
Right, yeah, exactly. Something of that nature. If you're talking about somebody to help you invest the money, advisors do a lot of different things. So, you know, whether it's running a financial plan, which can either be sort of a rough goal seek as to how much money do you need to save to have enough to retire when you get there, or it can be more of a comprehensive, you know, let me look at your taxes situation. Can we help save you some money on taxes? Can we help optimize what you're doing with your insurance, with everything that touches your financial life? So that's more of a comprehensive plan, which is going to be more expensive. So it depends on really what you're looking for from the advisor. You know, the fee question is another interesting one. Well, we get that question how many times a year? More than the gold. You know, there's really two kinds of advisors out there. There's a, you know, registered investment advisor like Hensler, and then there's the you know, stockbroker model. Registered investment advisors like us, we're fee only, so we just charge you a fee based on your assets.
Or fee-based. Some are fee-based.
Yeah. Whereas a broker is going to be mostly concerned about selling you a product of some sort.
Because they make their living off of commissions, right?
Exactly. It's commission-based. And you know, there's
has to be a transaction in order for them to get paid.
Exactly. So not to say that one is necessarily better than the other. Obviously, I'm biased in that regard. I would say that the fee only is the way to go. But,
right.
You know, not to say that everybody selling products is crooked either. But,
yeah.
You know, you want to take that into consideration in terms of what it is that you're looking for. What are you trying to accomplish?
And you then, tend to get more holistic approach when you're talking about an advisor that's going to be tied into growing your wealth so much,
yeah.
You know, and not so much trying to find the next hot stock pick.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
exactly.
They're going to be more concerned with your overall picture, I think.
Yep.
All right, so we were beating up on commission people?
We were.
Okay,
yep.
Just checking. No, actually, and you were kind, because look, the important part, whether somebody gets paid as a fee only, a fee based, or commission, the only thing that matters is that you know.
Yeah.
So then
exactly.
You can kind of understand what you're getting and
how
the advice is supposed to be coming to you.
Sure. Right. Yeah. I mean, then that's when the red flag should go up when you ask somebody how they get paid and they're like, well, you know, I don't really know. You know.
Yeah. That's just run.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You need to know how your advisor is being paid and
sure.
And where that money is coming from. And if you do, as long as you understand how that compensation works and how that impacts your returns and your investments, then you know, you can
well,
make
look,
an educated
you may want,
decision.
I mean, you know, Merrill Lynch has got some smart stock pickers.
Sure.
Yeah. You may say, look, you specialize in small caps in Indonesia, and I want you to bring me your best ideas, yeah. And I'm going to buy them from you. So
right.
You get paid, and that's what I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
But don't expect that guy to be an expert or gal to be an expert in all things financial.
Right. Sure. Right.
Even though they might tell you they are.
Yeah, they might.
And you know, there's different reasons for seeking out a financial advisor. In the situation that we're looking at, the individual has equity in their home, they have a HELOC they're making payments on, some consumer
home equity
debt.
Line of credit.
Yep. Yep. Home equity line of credit, excuse me for the abbreviation there. Making about $135,000 a year in wages, has a healthy savings account in terms of investments, maxes out the 401k, owns some commercial property, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, he's in a pretty good
but
shape.
But I see some consumer debt.
There's some consumer debt, yeah. There's quite a bit of it.
I saw this consumer debt.
Yeah.
What kind of car are you driving
that's
for $121,000?
That's a car.
Yeah, that's about a year of his wages right there.
I thought the monthly payment were expensive.
Is $2,220 a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, my guess is that's probably what we need to be paying off.
Yeah.
But we probably need to ask what the interest rate is.
Yeah. I mean, anytime, and we had another question, I think, that we were going to talk about down the road about interest rates and what debt you should look at first. But chances are that auto loan is going to be a pretty hefty interest rate. I didn't do the calculation to figure out what the payment on that loan would be. Of course, I don't know what his starting balance was and how long he's been paying it for. But yeah, that's something you want to look at. That's a big chunk. He's asking about the home equity line.
Might actually want to sell the car and drive something else.
Yeah.
If you ever given anybody advice to go out and buy yourself a fancy car, $120,000 is the absolute best price for you. It's only a year's worth of wages.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's more than a year after tax.
Well, you're right.
That's
yeah,
true.
For sure.
Now, who knows what he actually paid for it? He may have been paying on it for 10 years.
He drives an RV. We'll just put it there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well,
if he can live in it, then that might be the
that's how
the
you
solution.
Justify that sell automobile expense.
That's true. It might be getting a tax deduction.
Yeah.
Could a second
be.
Home.
That's right.
Could be.
All right.
I think the bottom line is just make sure that whoever you're going to hire to help you out understands what your situation is from start to finish and really knows what your goal is in hiring them. You know, we've had clients come in before and we'll go through a whole rigmarole of here's how much I make, here's how much I'll save, you know, and I'm like, well, what can I do for you? Do you want to know when you can retire? Are you trying to pay off debt? Like, what is the
save for
what
college?
Is the ultimate
I mean,
objective?
Yeah, there's lots of them.
So having an idea of that is important. And then, you know, what are the reasons that you might want to have a financial advisor help you out with something? I mean, a lot of people say, well, I can do it myself. I can go buy some ETFs. It's not rocket science. And that's true. It's not. But my argument against that is everybody can do it themselves when the markets are good, when things are going well. What happens when you get a 20% decline and, you know, as we had at the end of last year, last year?
I think there's more to it. So if you're just hiring an advisor to pick stocks or bonds, then, you know, what you're comparing against is what you just said, the S&P 500, the ETFs, and so forth. But, you know, I had lunch with somebody a week ago, and we were sitting there, and performance was good, beat the S&P, it's great, blah, blah, blah. But still, you could see the nagging, you know, what are you doing for me?
Right.
So, you know, you're talking about things, and then all of a sudden, they weren't taking advantage of a tax law to the tune of about $20,000 a year in real money.
Yep.
right?
Right.
So I just gave you that advice for free.
Yeah.
So as I just explained to you, I mean, they're not paying me $20,000 in fees.
Yeah.
So you can't talk to me about my fees anymore. Yeah. Okay? Because I just saved you $20,000 a year.
Right, right.
So I'm being somewhat sarcastic, tongue in cheek, but the reality is the reason you seek help is for somebody to sit here. You know, this guy may come in, or gal, I don't know if it's a guy or a gal to you.
It's a guy, yeah.
Would come in and we'd just spend an hour with him and charge him $300 for a budget. And all of a sudden, we could rejigger how he's paying his bills.
Yep.
And save him some money.
Yeah.
Now, does that go to performance? Do you see that in your performance?
No.
You don't. How do you compare that? Call the S&P 500 up and say, hey, should I pay off my auto loan?
Right.
Call the ETF company. That's Call up Guggenheim and say, hey, I'm thinking about refinancing my house. What do you think I should do?
Yeah, what's your
Click.
Advice? Yeah. Sorry, we don't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt.
So it does matter what you're trying to accomplish and whether or not you need that help.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you want free advice, just send us an email. We do it all day long.
Yeah. We'll do it.
That's
on
true.
Radio.
Yeah. We'll tell Goodbye. You in
30 years.
Several of your radio listening friends.
Since 1986, baby. Longest running.
Most respected.
There you go. See, I got them trained. Got them trained.
The radio. There you go.
Say it in her sleep.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're kind of up against it here. Let's just take a quick break. We'll come back in and beat up on stockbrokers a little bit more. come on. That was fun. Right? Come on. That was fun. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.